But his wife endorsed Obama.
Okay, so we left off yesterday. Left off yesterday with the question and the last case in Bava Basra on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Right, the difference between the case of the Machlif Parah B'Chamor and the case of the Ara, right, that they both are claiming belongs to their father. How come by the land we say Koldol and Gavar, and by the para we say Yachloku? Yeah. Right, and you can't say the same distinction you gave on the last case, right? You can't give the distinction of the leka lemeka mala de milsa, right? That's why you have this extra case. As the first case, we said beish daros, we already gave an answer. That's leka lemeka mala de milsa, lemeka mala de milsa. But over here, it is possible, the Rashbam says, it is possible to have Adam that fix the time of when the birth occurred relative to the Kenyan. Right?
Do they agree on the time of the Kenyan?
What?
Do they agree on the time of the Kenyan?
They're both there.
You sure?
They're both there. The Rashbam only says the question is on when the what does he say? He says the Adam on when? Birshus mi yolda. Alright, you'll figure it out. It's possible. Whatever it is. It's still possible to figure out. You might need a lot, maybe you need two sets of Adam, I don't know. But it's possible to figure out. Right? Right, so this case is sort of going to have to is getting it from both ends then, right? Because you got to explain why it should be Yachloku as opposed to Kol D'Olam. You have to explain what? In other words, you have to explain why don't you have the problem of why don't you have the same problem? Basically, you have to explain why don't you have the same problem you had before of Ika Lameka Mola D'Milsa. Right? Okay. No, it's one thing. Right, because we said before, by the boat and the land, we refuse, Basin refuses to get involved because of the problem of Ika Lameka Mola D'Milsa. Right? But over here you have the problem and they will get involved. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says the difference is Drora de Mamona. What is Drora de Mamona? Hosom Lahai is le Drora de Mamona, Ulahahu is le Drora de Mamona. Hoche idemar lo demar, videmar lo demar. Okay, so the Rashbam explains, right, that over there, by the Para case, they both have a Drora de Mamona. Why? Because the Para definitely belonged to both of them, one after the other. And each one can claim it was his Para that gave birth. Right? Because it did, in fact, belong to both of them. But what? But by the land, if it belonged to one, it didn't belong to the other, ever. Yeah. So what does that mean? And the Ramban expanded on that, right? Ramban says he's learning the same way as the Rashbam. That each one has a real chazaka on the para. and they're claiming their own. But by the land, Leikel Chad Minaya Chazaka Gemura below Machlokas. So we said yesterday that what? That just basic shot, it seems, shot wise, it seems that they're saying that what? That what's the difference? And the Ramban says the word drora means like an ikr tviya. An ikr means ikr. Drora demona means an ikr claim. An essential monetary claim. And he compares it to the Gemara mentions by Tumah. Dror Tumah. Which is Dror Tumah is Doraisa. Okay, so anyway, so what's the chilek? Just basically, what's the chilek, shot-wise? That what? That by the case of the Parah and the Chamor, they're right. It's factually, it's not in dispute. The facts are not, the facts which give rise to the suffix are not in dispute. There's a factual basis that makes the suffix. The facts being that the para belonged during a certain time period, the para gave birth. And during that time period, it belonged to one and then the other. That itself creates a suffix, right? Similar to the way Tosis puts it. He says, "Dal tanasayu mehacha yesh suffix lebeisim. Dahi minayu havi avlad. Im nolad kodem shemocha or lacha shemocha." Forget about the tainas. You don't need the tainas. Without the tainas, there's a suffix. Without the tainas, is a suffix. But where each one says it belonged to his father, all of the whole suffix is based on the tainas themselves. But I mean, okay, that does seem to be a true chiluk. That does seem to be a true difference. But why does that still why does that overcome the problem of ika lemeka molada milsa? Yeah, in other words, true, we have facts, but still, basin won't get involved. I thought we said the basin won't get involved when there's a when it's possible to have an evus. It's possible to have edus later that will establish the din differently. I mean, yeah. In other words, I think you guys, Chaim and Matt, you're trying to take the evus out of it. You're trying to say that there's a basis for what they're doing. That since there's a basis for what they're doing, that's why they can do it. It's by the Zeshel Homa Shalavosi and or the Arva, it's just Tainos. Just based on Taino. There's no basis for it. There's no basis for it. So when there's no basis, then what? So if there's no basis and they make a decision, and then Edom come later, that would be Evus. Right?
Even making
a
decision. Even if they
have
no
time. But what? But as long as they have a basis, then even though the basis is even though it's a weak basis and is really capable of getting a better type of a determination, that's not evus. Basin just can't. That's not evus. As long as we're going on something, that removes the problem. Yeah. Okay. So what's it? In other words, so the other approach that's being offered by Chaim, right? The other Chaim is what? And Aaron is what? Is that based in this forced in this case? In other words, those are I would say that those are the two valid approaches to answer this question. You understand? Either you're going to say that it's not evil. It's not like the case of Arva or Shtei Shtaros. It's not like the case of Arva. I'm sorry. It's not like the case of Arva or the Ara. Where it's ikad lemekam alo de milsa, it's not like that case, because over there's no basis for the decision, right? But over here, there's no basis There's no basis outside of the Taina for the decision, right? But over here, there is an equal basis for each one. All right. In other words, saying that that's not Ivus to do something based on what Beis Din sees or Beis Din knows.
It's between having nothing and having two things that are equal.
Yeah, but that's one approach. The other approach is to say that what? There's really no difference. Either each one is they're both the same because they're both really there's nothing really that tells them how to act. There's nothing that determines Yachloku as a din. It's still always going to be a pshara. Right, it's still a pshara of Yachloku. They don't really know it belongs. No, they're not saying it belongs to both of them. But and it's still possible that Adam will come later and say that they're wrong. Right, so there must be then something compelling them to act here as opposed to over there. In other words, that's the two ways of looking at the question. That either it's either it's what. Either there's something over here that removes the Ivus, or there's something that Ivus is not something that Beis Din can't do, it's something they won't choose to do. And there has to be something forcing them here. In other words, you could say like this. In terms of like Tosfos, like the way Tosfos puts it, I'm not really, to me it seems Tosfos is learning the same way. So it's a different way of saying it. I have to think about this. But in other words, Tosis' way of learning is like Jeremy's saying. What does he mean? Didal taino sayu mehocha yesh suffik lebasin. What does it mean? Without the taina, there's a suffik to basin. What does that mean? Who cares without the taina? Why is that important? It's the Tosis on Lamanian base. That drar de mamona means without the taina, there's a suffik. Meaning the facts themselves present a suffik. Right? So what does that mean? It means to say that Beis Din can be misalek from Tainos, but not from Metzius. You know what I'm saying? Beis Din can turn away people's Tainos. They can turn away people's claims. So we're not going to hear the claim. But if there's an objective reality of suffik, that's not totally on the Bali Dinam. That's totally on the reality. A case that emerges from Bali Dinam, from the presence of Bali Dinam, Beis Din can say, we won't accept Bali Dinam today. We're not accepting Bali Dinam. You understand? So when there's a chance of Ika Lemekam Allah de Milsa, of Ivus, Beis Din won't take it. They won't take the case. But that's only when they have the choice. That's only when taking it is up to them. That's only when it emerges through the Tainas. Then Beis Din has a right to say, we don't accept you as Bali Dinam. But if it's Dal Tainasayo, if it's without the Tainas itself, there's a controversy, then Beis Din has no choice. The case exists before Beis Din, without the Tainas. You understand? That's what I think. That's what I think the answer is. In other words, maybe that is the machlokas. Maybe the two approaches here in the Shir is really the machlokas between the Ramban and the Bali Tosfos, because each one is focusing on a different aspect, right? Tosfos focuses on the fact of that you don't need a taina, right? Tosfos focuses on the fact that you don't need a taina. Tosfos focuses on the fact that the suffik emerges without the taina, right? Whereas the Ramban and the Rashbam are focusing on the fact that the right to the that each one has a right to the thing. Each one has a strong basis for their right.
To the Vlad.
Each one has a Chazaka Gemura that would generate a right to the Vlad. Okay? You hear what I'm trying to say? In other words, it's a subtle difference, but like Ken is saying, they're both going to come in tandem. You can't split the two apart. But conceptually, what's the ikkar? Is conceptually the ikkar that based in, like the Tosfos is saying, that based in won't. Is it that based in will refuse to take a case when they can't do the ultimate mishpat that this case demands? Meaning to say, they won't take a case of for yachloku when it's possible to have edus to determine it at some point, right? But then it's going to determine upon the rules of Beis Din taking the case. Will they take the case? So that's what Tosfos is saying. That drar de mamona means when without the tainos there's a suffix, right? When without the tainos there's a suffix, then Beis Din has to take the case, right? There's a question of when do they have to take the case according to Tosfos, right? In other words, there's two ways that you can be a Baal Din. That's what I'm trying to say, really, according to Tosfos. Two ways you're a Baal Din. Either a Baal Din based on your taina, or you're a Baal Din based on a reality. Okay. Once legitimate Baalei Dinim come to Beis Din, they have to engage. They have to do hachra. You understand? Once they have legitimate Baalei Dinim, they have to function for an entity as an entity of Achra. The only thing is, Tosfos is saying that if their whole status of being a Baal Din is based on the Taina, Beis Din can refuse to hear it. You understand? But if they have the status of Baalei Dinim just from the Metzius, then they're objectively Baalei Dinim. Beis Din can't turn around. They can't withdraw. There's no Siluk from that. You understand? So he puts the emphasis on, does the case emerge, do the Baalei Dinim emerge from the Tainus alone or from the facts? Right? But the Ramban and the Rashbam, they seem to be putting their emphasis on the basis of the Din Yachloku. Right? Is there a real basis for Yachloku here?
Why aren't they worried?
There's a strong basis for Yachloku because each one's right is based on a true chazaka that he has.
There's a basis for Yachloku.
Yeah, there's a basis for each one's claim. I mean, there's a basis for each one's right. What has the Ramban put it? I mean, the way he really puts it is he calls it an ikker tvias mamon. It's an ikker tvias mamon. What does it mean? An ikker tvias mamon? Essential to be a smama means it stems from something that is that's not disputed. Giving each one half would not be an arbitrary pshara. Would not be just based in throwing up their hands and saying we don't know, we'll split it. It would be saying that each one's right to it is true and equal, and therefore they're going to be treated equally.
Why
is that? There, by Zesher Lavosi, only one of them it truthfully has it.
That's not
right?
Necessarily true. They could have been brothers.
No.
They could have the same father.
No. They already did a DNA test.
I mean, they could have been shutben. Their fathers could have been shutben. There's plenty of cases where the land could
but
have
that's
belonged
not,
to both of them.
But not based on any facts. And they're not making that claim. Not based on any facts, and neither one is making that claim.
But
there's
same,
no
same
facts.
By the para of the chamor.
No. By the para and the chamor, the facts itself give each one a claim to the indisputed facts give each one a claim to the vlad.
But just because they're fat or there's no facts that knock each other out.
Okay, so that's the essential question: is yachloku different? I mean, this is the essence of what. Who is it again? Matt and someone, and Chaim. Matt and Mitnick, okay. This is the essence of what you're saying. You have to defend this. You guys have to defend this. Huh? You guys have to defend this. You're saying, I mean, if we can boil it down to the essential component, you're both saying that the Yachloku is more just by the Para case than by the Ara case. Do I have that right? Than by the Because you're saying that's less Eva's Mishpat. You're saying that's not Eva's Mishpat. That's what we have, that's what we're asking them now. It's more just. Well, don't you have to say it's more justified? I mean, you have to say it's more justified with Basedin's reaction. No, it's more justified in terms of Basedin's reaction, they're saying. Right? In terms of Basedin. Basedin is reacting to Chazakos versus reacting to Tainos.
I mean, not in terms of din.
Not in terms of reality. Not in terms of reality. In terms of reality, it's no more justified. So you could say that. You could say the fact that we know that there is the true owner here itself forces based intact. But that would be a little funny, right?
You never go outside.
That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that the chazakas don't prove anything. The chazakas don't prove anything except for the fact that the two balei dinim are here. That's the only thing it proves. And that's when based in must act. They must act when the legitimate balei dinim are in front of them asking for din. They must act. But they can't turn them away. They're objectively balei dinim.
I mean,
but when they're only balei dinim because we accept their tainas, then we can say we don't want to accept your tainas. Because based in won't do they won't do chaluka when it's possible to have edus by choice. But if there's something that establishes that these two are the balei dinim, that's it, they have to act.
That right. One of them.
I mean, you also have to realize, even according to Tosos doesn't just go looking, Basin doesn't just go roaming around looking for Svekos. They still have to come to din.
Right, sure.
But because they're objectively, once they come, they don't need a taina to make them Bali din, and Basin can't turn them away.